I was looking in this direction, maybe some hands are raised and I don't notice his face.
Assalamu alaikum.
Maal saam, maal saam.
During Ramadan,
yes,
it's commonly known that if you are fasting, you're not supposed to travel. And nowadays, due to this modern transportation, what is the limitation of travel?
The limitation changes from country to country and time to time. And everyone who is involved in this knows better. You know, previously when we were in Qadian, 12 miles journey seemed to be a lot of journey. And when you went out to Qadian for 12 miles, you really believed and genuinely believed that you were on journey. Now if you go 12 miles, just a step ahead, you know, a step on this direction or that direction, nobody can call it a journey. When I was in Chicago in 78, I went to Brother Sahzada Tahir's house from my place. It was 70 miles from there, was it?
Yeah,
yes. Just for lunch or dinner, you know, that sort of thing. And that day we traveled many hundred miles, because in one place we had breakfast, at another lunch, at another evening tea, and at another dinner. I remember that day, and that was within the four walls of Chicago. So I couldn't call it a journey. Can you?
I can't.
So it's psychological.
So like
the association of journey with people, this is what I'm pointing out, is psychological. If you're in a psychological frame of mind that you are on journey, then your whole attitude to things changes. And it is there that the Islamic law is enforced. Otherwise, in backward countries, the journey is still small. In countries with high speed, fast life, etc., the journey becomes expanded and the standards change.
In other words, if we travel from here to Philadelphia, which is 3 hours,
no,
is not...
No, that's not the other words. The Philadelphia is another town. When you go to Philadelphia, mentally you know that you are leaving this town and going to some other. That becomes a journey. But if your answer, you yourself put this question to you, and your answer is it's not a journey, then don't consider it a journey. If I put this question to myself, I will call it a journey.
Thank you,
sir. Right?